Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a new video. It is a premiere live stream. It's October 21st, 2024. Normally, I've been doing my lives on Mondays, but I had some personal things going on today. So I've got this video for you. We are going to talk about is moving a trap? I had so many great comments from all of my healthy Americans. Not only on YouTube, but on my Substack, where I talked about what life is like in Florida, how I'm splitting my time between California and Florida. And there are so many great comments that I've gotten from you privately as well. And I wanted to share those. The question I have for you that I would love to hear from you in a comment is, do you think moving to a so-called freedom state is a trap? What do I mean by that? Well, I did a video on that some time ago. In fact, let me share my screen and I will link it for you at the end of this one. It was actually 2 years ago. And I asked that very question. This is when I was considering, oh my gosh, way back in 2020. I was actually prior to 2020, my husband and I were considering living in Hawaii or other places. So this is the video, is moving the answer or a trap? It's got close to, let's see, 9,500 views with lots of great comments, but I wanted to do an update for you. And I wanted to see if your views have changed. What I mean by a trap is that people are moving to the freedom states in great numbers. They're moving to Oklahoma and Tennessee and Texas and Florida and Arizona and Nevada. And some might even question whether or not those are truly freedom states, given what's going on behind the scenes. And not only behind the scenes, North Carolina, for example, a completely liberal New World Disorder governor. I'm going to be breaking down over the next few videos coming up what he said. He doesn't want to burn back better or build back better. He wants, well, stay tuned and I'm going to tell you exactly what he wants to do. He is really bad news for that state. And it's sad when people move to these places just to find out that their freedoms are being stripped away from them again. I've not experienced that in Florida. Many people have emailed me their concerns and warnings and so forth. And I understand. Sometimes living in the United States is like trying to outrun a lava flow. It's there, it's happening. We're trying to outrun it. And at this stage of the game, I'm trying to stay a few steps ahead of it. So let me know in a comment below. Again, if you've moved, if you're glad that you moved, if you think moving is a trap, and if you're staying put, and if so, where and why? And as you do that, I want to thank the sponsor. The show today is brought to you by NobleGoldInvestments.com. In a world of economic uncertainty, safeguarding your retirement savings is more important than ever. Gold is a trusted source of value, providing stability for centuries through countless market cycles. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can protect your financial future with the enduring power of precious metals. Do not let the election volatility, as I call it, right around the corner, don't let that erode your hard-earned nest egg. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. For my Trump fans, you can get up to 10 of these 1 ounce solid silver Trump coins, or instead, you can opt for a solid 10 ounce silver American flag bar with your qualifying account. It's noblegoldinvestments.com, your partner in financial peace of mind in 2024. Here's the number. It's 877-646-5347. Call for expert advice. Read the disclaimer I have for you in the description box below, and you can also click through to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, one thing that really sums up to me the difference between California, where I still am part-time, and Florida, where I am part-time, is this image right here. If you followed the news to any extent over the last several days, you may have heard of this horrible treatment of this poor dog now named Trooper, who was abandoned alone in the right before Hurricane Milton happened. Now, you might think that I'm talking about Florida man and how horrible that is. And there are horrible people in every state. There are animal abusers in every state. Look at this happy fella. He did not deserve that ignorant individual that tied him up. Now, I saw this when I was in Louisiana, and it certainly happens in California. I have animal rescue pals that are in Texas. There are horrible conditions in Texas when it comes to the abuse and neglect and dumping of animals. But the difference for me is that in Florida, this made the news again and again. It was a top story of how horrible this dog was treated. The newscasters were beside themselves in horror as to how that was done, shaking their heads and basically speechless, saying, how could this happen? Whereas in California, this is a daily occurrence where animals are neglected and abused, and it's very, very difficult to get news coverage on it. Now, there are some that are animal lovers, including Casey Montoya of KCAL News, and KTLA, excuse me, in Los Angeles. She's a huge animal welfare advocate, and she has done a lot in terms of bringing these stories to the forefront. But it just dawned on me, seeing how this made the news and how people were aghast, whereas in other places, it might not have made the headlines. So that's just one small, it's not that small, but that was one difference that I've noticed. I did a video called What It's Like in Florida. I just did a very cursory glance because there are so many things that I want to tell you about that. But my question for you is moving a trap? Many people are not concerned about that. And I want to read to you some of the comments that I got from my lovely Healthy Americans in my Substack. Remember, it's free. It's peggyhall.substack.com. And you can get the written comments of several of the videos that I do. I follow up and then sort of summarize and analyze the topics for you. So this comes from Donna. And Donna has been a longtime patriot. She's a freedom fighter. She's in Ocala. And I actually brought some information to you from Donna about how she was fighting back with her city council and in the county and how they had success getting rid of what would have been a more of a left-leaning or left-minded mayor. So she says, Peggy, we have a great governor and a sweet, ethnically diverse population. Many Christians live here as well. My former North Carolina mountain homes are recovering from Helene, and I am baffled by the resistance of liberals to accept that the Western North Carolina mountains do not have hurricanes, right? So what she's saying is hurricanes should not hit in the mountains. She goes on to say blizzards, yes. Electrical storms, yes. Tornadoes, yes. Tropical storms, never. I've lost trust in my government, she writes, the healthcare system, and church leaders more concerned with filling seats than leading souls. She said, I was evicted from the church, from singing on the worship team, because I refused the cocktail and I refused the suffocation device. She said, and I was a part of that for over 4 years. She says, a nearby church had an outdoor service with the congregation listening in their cars to the sermon preached outside. Arrests were made for breaking the no gathering rule. This is in North Carolina. I believe the governor nullified the sentences. If God doesn't intervene, she writes, our country will soon become like China and North Korea. Thank you for letting me get this off my chest. Churches have no business caving into this foolishness. Warm regards and gratitude, Donna from Ocala, Florida. All right, Jill writes, Peggy, I tuned in late to your Florida video, so I don't know where you are. It's called South Florida. I'm still getting all my bearings in geography, and it is the East Coast. So Southeast Florida, I guess is how you would describe it. She says, I'm in Sarasota, and I arrived in December of 2020 from Los Angeles. I couldn't take Southern California anymore for many of the reasons you talk about in your videos. I'm super grateful for your videos. If you need anything in Florida, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you for all that you do, Jill. Thank you, Jill. It's been so heartwarming to hear from people giving me such a warm welcome. Here's another one, and this comes from Brenda. She said, Peggy, I'm 15 minutes from Manasota Key, and I believe that's on the West Coast. And I've been here on the news with my friend Chris. I moved here for the beach and the old Florida that I remember from my youth. We are devastated right now about the hurricane damage. And I have a friend, her husband, and their two cats staying with me. I live inland and luckily I had no damage. We are still mucking out their two houses on Manasota Key. She writes, two hurricanes, 2 weeks apart. Right now, I'm feeling like a target for the powers that shouldn't be. We are all exhausted and just putting one foot in front of the other. Hurricane Ian hit 4 months after I moved 2 years ago. It's been a bit wild. I'm in the midst of the disaster, but I am safe. I moved here from Kentucky because I watched DeSantis during the con job and was so impressed with his common sense approach and offer of suggestions, not mandates. Watching him during storm disasters is a thing of beauty. He has set up state and local response teams so that we don't have to wait for the useless FEMA. She says, I'm a fan of the Healthy American. Thank you for what you are doing. I'm sorry about what happened in California, but you are definitely better off in Florida. I love it. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Brenda. We are praying for you and all those that have been affected. Here's an example of what some people are saying. People have been more or less moving to the Freedom States in the South. And I really have been enjoying the culture, the friendliness, the slower pace. And that's where I live. Now, somebody wrote to me and said, Peggy, you must not be in Miami because there are crowds and it's a big city. And no, I don't live in Miami. I've never even really been to Miami except for the airport. So it is a place I would like to explore. Brenda also says, we love our governor. He does an awesome job. And I really feel for the people in California. I could not handle having the governor there. I'm so sorry. So many people have moved out, like Brenda, although she moved from Kentucky. And not everyone's moving to Florida. Many people are moving out of Florida because of the insurance rates going up, the homeowners insurance being difficult to get, the property taxes, the HOA fees, all of these things. People are tired of the weather. Now, I'm not affected so much by the bugs and everything because I am closer to the coast. So there constantly is a breeze. And as I said, I really haven't been affected by it. I don't know if they're spraying out here or if all the GMO mosquitoes have been released, but it was not as bad as I had anticipated. But imagine people moving to Tennessee, for example, or Arizona or Texas. And then could there be plans in place to tighten the noose? So far, I haven't seen it in Florida. I don't consider myself a Floridian. As I say, I'm back and forth. I'm splitting my time. So I haven't really dug in roots or anything. But from what I have observed, I'm enjoying the climate of freedom. And by the way, when I do a video coming up for you later this week, DeSantis got rid of all that climate catastrophe crud. All right. It's so bizarre that Cooper in North Carolina, by contrast, did all of these executive orders to institute the wind farms that are going to be a visual nuisance off the coast of North Carolina. I read that Amazon has a wind farm. I'm doing a deep dive on how ineffective, inefficient these wind farms are. I will be bringing that coverage to you as soon as I pull all of my research together. If you have info on that, email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. DeSantis is doing the opposite. There will be no wind farms while he is governor. He is not going to sign any legislation where wind farms are going to be off the coast of Florida, disturbing the environment, killing birds. Those blades are not even that long lasting. And guess where everything is made? It's made in China. And then it gets shipped by tanker to the United States. You think that is environmentally good and zero emissions? The hypocrisy is astounding. So at least DeSantis, and not only at least, but by contrast with North Carolina, where they're moving in that complete climate catastrophe hoopla and fear mongering, the climate mongering. And here in Florida, it's the exact opposite. So those are facts that I can look at that make me feel more at ease. All right. Alexandra said, Peggy, we moved to California for my husband's job. And we had lived there for 2 years previously. We lived in conservative leaning Thousand Oaks. I know that city very well. And in 10 years, it did a 180, she said. And the leftist activists have taken over. I know because I fought there. I'm still fighting there. That is basically Ventura County. They were one of the worst shutdown counties. They were putting out basically arrest warrants for the restaurant owners, calling them murderers. Yeah, until we fought back and then they backed off their charges. She writes, my son was graduating high school in June of 2021, and we decided we would leave California then because all of our conservative friends were leaving and we have no ties there. Who wants to pay 13% income tax for nice weather? I didn't even mention that in my video about Florida. Yeah, 13% income tax in California for your personal income tax, zero personal or state income tax in Florida, and the tax rates are less as well. For me, morally, to pay that to a government that has abortion in the Constitution as a right was reprehensible. So any y'all out there concerned that I'm spending some time outside of California, I would just pray about it and take it up with God because he's the one that through the Holy Spirit put that repulsion in me related to all of the evil that's going on in California. I can't support it. Can't support it financially. She wrote, not to mention we had to evacuate our home twice due to fires. I know those fires there. It was horrible. I know people who lost their homes. The natural fires. She writes, when the cooties hit, I literally thought I might go insane. We took a couple of trips to Georgia and Florida just to get away from the insanity. We left California in February of 2022. They were still cooties crazy there. As we drove across the country, heading for our new home in Tennessee, every state was normal. She writes, I cannot describe the relief I felt. I love that phrase, and I agree with Alexandra here. And she says, we love it here in Tennessee. Unfortunately, both my boys are going back to California, but they both swear it's temporary. It's not a place where they want to raise a family. California is a beautiful state, she writes, and it's a shame that the lefties have ruined it. I agree with what you wrote, Alexandra. So many of us do, even if we're not in Florida, wherever, even if you're staying in California, many people agree. Here's just got a couple more for you. Richard says, hi, Peggy. 62 plus years in California, he writes. I love it here. I was born in the city of Orange and I was raised on small town farms and ranches in the Central Valley, south of Fresno, about 50 miles, which is incredible. This is like the breadbasket of California. It's so gorgeous. Whenever I have driven the length of California and I go through the Central Valley there, I just have such a swelling of love for the state. He writes, I now live in Northern California, north of Sacramento. I believe that God is on the move in California. It's worth fighting for, he writes. I believe that the reign of Newsom is nearing its end. I think he's bored and he has bigger aspirations, but he has a bad reputation in politics. I think Granny Nancy will set him up for other things. And we, the people, have an opportunity to make huge changes. Many now are homeschooling and they're making a difference locally. I live in Yuba County, which is incredible. He says it's a red county. And I've been to Yuba County and I spoke there at a church. And there are so many incredible freedom fighters, patriots, just, you know, healthy Americans, healthy Californians that stand for independence, self-sufficiency, limited government. Gee, nothing's wrong with that in my eyes. So I'm fighting alongside you, Richard, never abandoning the fight. Lisa says, we recently moved from Minnesota to the neighboring state of Iowa. We have children and grandchildren around the area for the most part. Our story is a little different in that we defied the tyrannical mandate. Oh, I just hate that word, but that's what she wrote of Minnesota's governor, Tim Walz, by opening our restaurant during his unlawful lockdowns. Long story short, I was slapped with 5 civil suits and 2 criminal suits. I battled in the Minnesota courts and I was ultimately sentenced for 90 days in jail for serving a cup of coffee to a willing customer. This is astounding. I need to follow up with this healthy American. And I would love to do a whole interview and let her tell exactly what happened. She said, I missed out on special family events. I was denied due process throughout this ridiculous ordeal. I was not allowed to present my defense. I was not allowed to present the statutory or the case law or the constitutional law. I could not mention my only defense to the jurors, or I risked contempt of court by the judge. I gave it my all as I presented my case. She did it on her own, sua juris. But ultimately, I was thrown in jail immediately with zero time to put my affairs in order, you know, because I'm such a dangerous criminal. The state continued to harass us by way of raids on our homes and our business. We finally decided it was in our best interest and in the interest of our family that we live out of state. The state had made their message clear. Leave or we will continue to harass you and make your life miserable. We moved to Iowa and we are glad to have some peace. May God help our country. That is my constant prayer as well. God bless you for all of your selfless work, she writes. Thank you, Lisa. I have got to get you on a show so you can talk about exactly what you went through. So friends, those who are judging where people live and where they move and why, it's curious to me because those are very personal decisions. And I will just leave it at that. So I will continue to share with you what's going on in the different states. We're going to be looking at, prior to the election, some of the very hot button topics in California in terms of the propositions that are going on the ballot. So all y'all who aren't voting, you're allowing, and I'm not talking about the president, I'm talking about your local issues. I would think about that again. And in Florida, there are a couple of hot button topics. It's Proposition 3 about marijuana and Proposition 4 about abortion. I'm going to be covering these propositions, showing you what's on the ballot, because many of you are asking for an overview on that. So that will be coming up as well. Thank you, everyone. Can't wait to read your comments. Get them that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Always a big shout out to the moderators and to all the healthy Americans. I appreciate you staying and watching the entire video and being a part of our healthy American community as we march this all the way to heaven.